Blog Talk Radio.
I'm not sure these people got a good timer going or something. It seems to be a little bit squirrely. And you got the intentional division. And you got memorials. Memorial Day is coming. Then you got tradition. What tradition? And then the question of how you fit into that. Well, over the next few months, we will need to decide who we are, what we believe, and how things are to be in order. First within yourself, then in family, then publicly. And your direction is, you want to run with the big dogs, you can't stay on the porch. And if the dog won't hunt, you just forget about it. There's a whole heap of horse shit going on. The Matrix has you. Remember poor old Neo was zapped into the Matrix. Oh, or maybe just the mundane rut of your life. What kind of life you got? Is it one of the routines? Get up, work, come home, sleep, repeat. What kind of life is that? Has anything exciting happened to you? Have you gone out of your way to cause something exciting to happen? You get to make a lot of decisions about what you want and what you think should be and how you think it ought to come out. Is any of this what you were taught? I can change the world. If I'm a good boy, anything's possible, or girl, either way. Is imagination and dreams a thing of the past? What do we think about? What do we look forward to? Long weekend, that'd work. How about something a little different than just a long weekend and some cookouts and wave the flag and go whoopity-doo? As most of us live in America, why is Kennedy's question ignored? Yeah, he didn't have time to really be as presidential as he could have been, but I think he would have been awesome. What little time he did have, pointed that way. And Kennedy's question? Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. Now think about that. This profound question applies to everything, especially you, the individual, collective groups, and it can be almost anything. think in terms of all the divisions, race, religious beliefs, and national origins. Those who believe that radical changes to our country, founding documents, can be used in belligerent politics, as in getting Trump by any means, are about to find out they are liable. Can't just do anything you feel like you want to do. As far as some things go, I saw a reference to somebody saying something about a cover-up. I think we need to cover up Pelosi's mouth. And Cortez, and a few, there's a bunch of them out there. All those who want more investigation might look into helping enforce the laws on the books and our constitutional rights. Think about that, Schiff. You're so cool. I got a position of power, and I'm going to exercise it. Dude, you have trouble wiping your own butt, and then you want to run everybody's life? Get real. The world won't end if Democrats legislate instead of hate. Yeah, that's a nice little catchphrase. Legislate instead of hate. Legislate, yeah, you can imagine. How about all y'all? Yeah, that's right. Anybody hears this? You play it for somebody or somebody listens in or catches certain portions of it? I'm putting the good part in the front or some of the good part. I'll get to the intel a little later. Got something you are prejudiced about? Ooh, something you can't stand or hate? Everybody's got something. It could be having excrement, better known as shit, rubbed all over you. Think about it. You would hate that, I'm sure. There would be strenuous objections in a whole lot of places about that one. Probably fight break out as soon as somebody slops them on the middle of your shirt. Anyone, any who, hear this, needs to decide what you going to do. You've heard that song, what you going to do, what you going to do when they come for you. Bad boys, yeah, well. The people, now this is a rather large poll, and the neat thing about this one is, it'd be honest. It'll ask you up front, you Democrat or Republican? Are you socialist or looking towards freedom? They'll ask you these questions up front to qualify you into a certain area. Get too many of this kind, that kind, or the other ones, and they'll say thank you and move on. That's, you heard me, kind of strange for a, we want your opinion no matter what. The people are saying move on and address important issues. Now, this is largely Democrats. Hello, they're tired of it. Wake up, you guys that think you're so cool. Now, I have tried to get people to come together, and it ain't worked. I don't know what it takes for people to realize that they are part of the human race. Yeah, that's right. Color of your skin don't matter, or national origin don't matter. Human race includes everything globally. That's right. Even some of the nasties out there that don't look like they ought to belong anywhere. Here's the thing. What you want to entertain is simple. Think how little organization it would take to remove the authors of our problems. No, who might that be? Hello, George Soros. Oh, my goodness. There's Chuck Schumer in there. Who all is involved in this, I wonder? I wonder how long the list is. Witnesses, videotape, and a few documents could start restoring our constitutional rights. That's for everybody. You see, the thing is, if they did one, and in some cases it's practice, exactly that, practice. Yeah, they want to see whether or not they can get away with it. If they can get away with it with one group or one kind of person, that means everybody will do it. We can get them all. Agenda 21, how about Agenda 2020? Ooh, we're going to take over. When the Boston Red Sox went to the White House, and this is for May 24th, oops. Done missed it by a whole day. It's the week. When the Boston Red Sox went to the White House last week to be honored by President Trump for their 2018 World Series victory, about 10 of the 25 players boycotted. All were Hispanic or African American. It's personal, too. It can no longer be used as a weapon. And I ain't talking about racism. I'm talking about all of it. People who watch sports don't want to see your knee on the ground and your fist in the air. They want to see whether or not you can play. And some of you people have doubts about why is that? Well, think about it. Ooh, well, if you're going to boycott Trump because you think he might be racist, what about the coach? Is he a white man? Ooh. And you won't place quite as well if it's a white man, huh? Come on, let's get real about this. Let's do the laundry. Anybody had enough yet? Well, there's more. Race relations stand right now. Today is not pretty. And Trump, he widened the fault lines of race, class, and culture into chasms. Look like the Grand Canyon. Did he? I don't think so. If you take a close look, I think you'll find that the Democrats are the ones that did it. Ooh, who's sowing division? Socialists. Who are the socialists? Democrats. How can you sow such disrespect to our president? shouts the tribe on one side. How can you not see how deliberately divisive your president is, responds the other side. And there's a song that covers all this. Yeah. What? where the hell did he go? I don't believe I misplaced the song. I didn't replay. I didn't misplace it. It was just filed differently than normal. Now say it again. And you need to really. How can you show such disrespect to our president? The tribe on one side. And they're hollering and shouting, jumping up and down. How can you not see how deliberately divisive your president is, responds the other. Think about this.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds, are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street, singing songs and they carry inside. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Your life, it will creep. Starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going now. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going now. You better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going.
That's simple enough. At a rally in Florida last week, the president pointedly noted that border security agents can't use weapons on migrants asking for asylum at the border. And you don't have to let them in either. How do you stop these people? Trump asked. Oh, boy. Shoot at one rally-goer shouted. The crowd erupted in cheers and laughter, and the president of the United States grinned. Now, when you have 25,000 people per day, and that's only one checkpoint, I don't know how many the others got per day, that's an invasion. Sorry. And an invasion may be repelled with death. And I will suggest that you only got to shoot one of them. And and I would aim for the coyote, the dingle dings coming with the people in tow saying, all right, there's the whole defense, go for it. The deepening U.S.-China trade war accused China, America, is choosing to backtrack on key commitments including changes in laws to eliminate what the U.S. calls market-distorting subsidies for Chinese companies. And there's a lot of permanent damage. And, yeah, but you're hurting farmers. Now, whether anybody likes it or not, that's why they had to subsidize them, bail them out. Soybeans, price of corn, other commodities have all fallen to their lowest levels in decades. Last year, farm bankruptcies in Wisconsin, Minnesota, Montana, and Dakota is at their highest level since 2010. Krugman, New York Times, rural areas are the only parts of the country where the president enjoys positive approval ratings. Really? Trump's biggest supporters are his biggest victims. Well, we want fair trade. Forget all the other horse hockey. And yeah, the details can be worked out. It's a high-stakes gamble. That China will buckle? No, it ain't. Palmer, Politico, you don't have a clue as to what's really going on. China is at the edge of falling over, and they don't like it. They hate the idea that somebody like Trump, first of all, and secondly, somebody like some place like the United States of can do such nasty things. Then you got something that's going to come up in the intel, a new investigation of the investigators. They're questioning the validity of all of it. Top federal prosecutor in Connecticut, John Durham, was tapped to assess intelligence gathering methods used on the Trump campaign, and he makes Barr look like a Sunday school kid. I'm telling you, the boy is nasty and so tight that when he farts, only dogs can hear him. Justice Department Inspector General will soon deliver findings on a similar topic. Barr will take a personal role in Durham's work, the chief focus of which is the FBI's court-approved surveillance of former Trump campaign aide Carter Page. And I think, man, Barr says, I think spying on a political campaign is a big deal, Barr said, told the Senate. You guys need to pay attention. This was not legal. And they're finding this out. And there's a whole bunch of podunks that think they got their stuff together, and they don't. They wish they did. Heartbeat bills, an invitation to overturn Roe. Well, no, it's an invitation to stop murder. Ooh, you heard me. And there's some better part of a page or two on that. Oh, boy. You're going to like this one. It's from Frisco, San Fran. Protecting sources. Police armed with guns last week handcuffed journalist Brian Cormody and spent 6 hours searching his home after he refused to reveal the sources of a leaked police report. Cormody, 49, says police first came to his home and asked him to identify how he got a confidential report on February 22nd. Death of San Francisco public defender Jeff Adachi, who died of a cocaine and alcohol overdose. The freelance videographer, who covers police stories for TV news, refused. And a week later, 12 officials returned, ready to break down his gate with a sledgehammer and battering ram. They showed Carmody a search warrant, drew their guns, handcuffed him, and scoured his home, carting away laptops, notebooks, cameras, and his fiancée's old iPod. They seized about $40,000 worth of office equipment, plus the police report from inside a safe. Carmody says his source's identity remains protected. I got people that would die. Probably that guy, too, whomever accidentally supplied that. Oh, boy, Washington, D.C. 10,000 migrants charged. The White House planned a blitz operation to arrest 10,000 migrant U.S. Cities. And that's from the Washington Post. The proposal pushed by President Trump's immigration advisor, Stephen Miller, was intended as a show of force after Trump's zero-tolerance crackdown failed to stop families from crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. It ain't difficult. the plan, which would have focused on migrant families who had missed hearings or were rejected for asylum, reportedly drew objections from Homeland Security Secretary Nielsen. Well, you don't have the say, Nielsen. And 30-year border veteran, patrol veteran, Ronaldo Vitello. They felt coordinated raids in New York, Chicago, and Los Angeles would divert resources and provoke public outrage. Well, somebody's got to get mad about something and get something done. The Democrats ain't going to do it. Vitello's nomination to serve as director of the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency was rescinded on April 5th, and Nielsen ousted 2 days later. Well, it's pretty simple. The boss tells you to do something, you do it. Or you might have employment problems. Then you got the FBI involved. Oh, boy. President Trump berated FBI Director Chris Wray this week for disagreeing with the claim that federal investigators spied on members of Trump's 2016 campaign, which they did. Whether the FBI director likes it doesn't matter. Spying did occur. Attorney General said, FBI director said, I believe that the FBI is engaged in investigative activity, and part of investigative activity includes a surveillance. On Twitter, Trump quoted a conservative pundit, Tom Fitton. The FBI has no leadership. The director is protecting the same gang that tried to overthrow the president through an illegal coup. Think about it very carefully. Either clean or dirty. And it isn't a question of going along with Trump. It's a question of going along with what's right. And this boy don't want to. Oops. Staying out of the Ukraine. Well, Rudy Giuliani said he ain't going. Democrats asserted Giuliani was in fact seeking Ukraine's help to sway the 2020 election. Man, the Ukraine can't even feed itself, and you're going to stand here talking about them doing this stuff? Forget it. Here we go. Adam Schiff calling the trip immoral, unethical, unpatriotic. Well, Schiff, you're so full of it that it's leaking. Every time you open your mouth, you take a big squat. And everybody recognizes that. They really do. And no, they're not going to play your game too much longer. Warsaw, national anger. Thousands of far-right Poles marched on the U.S. Embassy in Warsaw last week to protest a U.S. law aimed at helping Jews seek compensation for property their families lost during the Holocaust, some of which is now owned by Poles. That's going to be fun. A whole lot of anti-Jewish demonstrations. And they basically said no to the Holocaust industry. You heard me right. And no, your numbers ain't correct. Poles were also victims of the Nazis and should not have to pay compensation. Ooh. Heard about reparations for black people that were slaves? Same deal. Oh, and then you got Mexico City. Residents of Mexico's sprawling capital were told to stay indoors this week because of smoke from massive wildfires was rendering the air toxic. I wonder what happened in California. I wonder how many people had to hide from that. Then you got Havana, Cuba. The Cuban government announced that it was implementing widespread rationing of basic goods, a consequence of Trump administration hardening the trade embargo and the loss of aid from its socialist ally, Venezuela. Oh, supermarkets have restricted sales of products including chicken and soap, many foods including rice, beans, eggs, and sausage, and will only be available only on a monthly ration card. And does that sound like a ration card in World War II? It should to some of the older people that know about that. Assange wanted Stockholm, yes. To face espionage charges. You don't want to come here to face espionage charges. Why? It's just like the Trump charges. Fake, false, horse hockey, BS, made up crap. The U.S. wants this on a charge of helping, okay, former Army intelligence officer Chelsea Manning steal U.S. secret documents. He reported on it. That means you're going to have to take the Times, Washington Post, and a whole bunch of other mothers to jail. Think about that very carefully before you jump. Freedom of the press means the freedom of the right to report. And Caracas, Guido wants Pentagon's help. Why? Well, the anti-Maduro lawmakers have taken refuge in foreign embassies. They're after us, man. Drag us down the street and all this other happy stuff. We don't need that. Come on now. Pyongyang, over anger over U.S. ship seizure, North Korea this week demanded the return of their cargo ship that was impounded by the U.S. for violating international sanction. Indonesian authorities intercepted it, okay, and had a load of coal. And after months of international negotiations, that hasn't changed things. And they're saying the U.S. is using gangster-like act will entail and must return our vessel without delay. Well, now, I will suggest that if you don't want us to take that vessel, outfit it with our rockets, and launch it in your country, I would suggest you cool it. You've been launching stuff again. You guys need to be aware of what you're doing. Oh, my. Sri Lanka. Anti-Muslim riots. Buddhist mobs torch Muslim-owned shops and vandalized mosques. Waves of violence sparked by anger over the Eastern Church and hotel bombings. Yeah, that's right. You attack somebody, and these people ain't putting up with it. The rioters ransacked homes, shops, burned Korans, urinated in the water used for sacred rituals. We cannot allow innocent people to be victimized like this. Then tell the Muslims to cool it, Mr. Prime Minister. Extremists cannot be allowed to destabilize this country. Easter attack claimed by ISIS killed more than 250 people. And I think you guys need to get your stuff together. Well, here's some division. The return of white supremacy? Oh, right-wing racists are behind a surge in domestic terrorism. Why is this toxic ideology spreading? Is white supremacy on the rise? Answers, no. Killings driven by racial entity, Semitic hate. Ooh. President Trump has downplayed white supremacist killing sprees as the work of a few bad apples. And he's right. Small group of people. FBI says otherwise. Well, of course, the FBI is the one who's playing games, trying to pull a coup on the president. Think about that. Announced last week that it has 850 ongoing investigations into the words possible is double underlined. Domestic terrorists, including both anti-government and white supremacist individuals and groups. Well, I'll tell you what, we're anti. We want to move on from all this get Trump stuff. Even if it's this kind of sidestepping, let's get Trump. Trump did it. What do you mean we got thunderstorms and tornadoes? Trump did it. White supremacists and nationalists has grown with great velocity in recent months, says the assistant director of FBI's counterterrorism division, the most dangerous domestic terrorist threat today, McGarrity said, is the lone offender who self-radicalized online and has access to a weapon. Ooh. Makes it harder to measure the scope of the threat. White supremacists today mostly congregate on obscure web forums, making their identities deliberately hard to trace. Ooh. How popular are those sites? KKK leader in the 1990s with the motto White Pride Worldwide grew to 300,000 members in 2017. Another highly trafficked white supremacist forum, Daily Stormer, was booted from the internet. After the 2017 Night to Riot rally in Charlottesville, Virginia. Ooh, the ban came in response to sites calling the murdered counter-protester Hillary a fat, childless, 32-year-old slut. I disagree with all that. I really do. And the reason I do is because the person driving the car was an Antifa member. the political correct message board on 4chan, that's 4channel, is another major hub of far right wingers, all done anonymously through posts that quickly disappear. Woo! Mr. Phelps's message will self-destruct in 30 seconds. Why does racism flourish online? Feeling safe because of the relative anonymity of the internet participants. Most of them young white men. That's bogus horse hockey. Most of the young men participate to some form or another. This includes blacks. Seek attention by saying shocking things as these in these online forums. Culture of crude one-upmanship encourages them to talk about rape, racism, genocide, desensitizing one another to the violent ideologies. Really. White nationalists are known to recruit lonely internet gamers and fans of music genres like death metal by encouraging them to villainize normies or people who buy into social norms. That means if you're regular everyday people, they're going to come after you if you're all by yourself. That escalates into violent fantasies about getting even with women who won't date them and about mass shootings of Jews and non-whites. Really? Well, no, white supremacy is not on the rise. General discontent with what's going on is hugely popular. Hashtag white genocide. Conspiracy theory. The Jews are plotting the extinction of American white Christians by replacing them with immigrants and refugees. Well, no, I'd blame that on George Soros. He's the one funding it. Shooter said used a far-right social media platform to vent hatred of invaders in migrant caravans and blamed on the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society. Incorrect. At the Poway thing, Shooter said he was inspired by right-wing forum 8channel. So, unexplained. Trump administration cut funding for the Federal Office of Community Partnerships, which works with local governments and organizations to prevent the radicalization of Muslims and white nationals. Ooh, from $21 million to $3 million. Now, I'm going to say that it would be a good idea to reinstate that $21 million. Homeland Security has disbanded a group of intelligence analysts who focus on domestic terrorism. If you're using violence as a way to intimidate or coerce, then that should be called terrorism, period. Bear that in mind. What do you think the Dems are trying to do? Terrorize everybody. It's cover up. We're going to double investigate. Kids shouldn't need to be tragic heroes. That's a lie. Whole thing. America has put its young people on the front lines of the battle against gun violence. Well, now teachers being armed probably will change that. These acts of heroism shouldn't be necessary in a civilized nation. Oh, really? Well, maybe the lack of civility on the socialist side needs to be curtailed by any means necessary. Ooh. But rampant gun violence has turned our schools into battlegrounds. Oh, my God. Gun-free zone? Hello, is anybody paying attention? People die because in America would rather make tragic heroes of our children than protect them. Well, that's where the arming of teachers comes in. They're being trained and ready to be armed shortly. Now, I would much rather have an armed teacher than nobody at all, or just one security officer. Phew. Harvard's surrender to students. Harvard University has capitulated to a student mob. Their crime? Has agreed to join Harvey Weinstein's defense team. Everybody deserves a defense, even a piece of whatever like that. Harvard's woke activists who claim to be traumatized decided to fix it. Students are in charge now. They want to teach us their own intolerance. It's a lesson our culture is learning all too well. Traumatized. Claim to be traumatized. How about you get hit upside the head enough to where you talk funny? That's traumatized. A green light for U.S. war crimes. No. President Trump, he has a little problem with soldiers committing heinous and illegal offenses. That's not true. We have one of the best tightening ups going on since forever. UK, history nobody wants to learn. University of Cambridge has announced a 2-year research inquiry into its historic links to the slave trade. That's something nice to look at. And Theresa May resigned. She got tired of all the horse hockey. I'm glad President Trump's strong enough to stand it. Oh, boy, the head of the Social Democrats' youth wing. Storm of protest from the entire political class, including his own party, when he suggests that major German firms such as BMW should be collectively owned for the greater good. Everybody screams socialism. Poland. The film Catholics can't look away from. Moral bankruptcy. The use of Tell No One, documentary about by brothers Thomas and Marek Skaliski, that follows Polish victims confronting their clerical abusers and the bishops who covered up for them. Ooh. And some of the church leaders unrepentant. It's all right. We've got hell on earth. And the mafia institution, church, has built a network of political connections that lets its employees operate outside the law. Ooh. Now that they have been exposed and tell no one, the entire episcopate should resign. Yeah. Start a new church. Restart it the way it's supposed to be. How they see us. China plays a waiting game in trade war. Well, China are crooks. I'm sorry, China. I like you guys, but there's limitations. And you guys have been over the top for over 100 years. Aaron, the U.S. has launched an unprovoked trade war, believing tariffs are enough to crush China, said the Global Times from China in an editorial. U.S. is gambling that China can be cowed. But it will lose that bet. And the idiot that put this together don't have a clue. You should take a close look. Mutual accommodation. Jeez, dude. Principles? None. First bullying is cooperating. Oh, he'll cooperate as soon as you pay attention. The only reason you got bullying is because you ain't paying attention. And in order to get the mule's attention, you'll whack him between the ears with a 2x4. China should look for new ways to punch back. Really? They don't have new ways to punch back. We are their largest market. The U.S. will likely back down when it sees international competitors reap benefits from liberalization that they hoped would be exclusively their own. There ain't no way. A report published by the Pentagon earlier this month claimed that many of Beijing's major initiatives pose a security threat to the U.S. That's true. Oh, but it's all imagined. No, it's all real. We are in deep shit, and we're fighting. We're swimming our way out of it. I like the fact that the Mueller report made the bestsellers list. That just made my day. Trump foreign policy. What's the plan? Bluster-based foreign policy is backfiring. Vanity Fair. That's BS. Trump entered office thinking he could bully foreign leaders into succumbing to his demands. Now, but we're going to prove that we might be a little more important to these people than they think. Robert Blackwell, foreignpolicy.com. His hardball tactics are mostly effective, especially considering the deteriorating world order that he inherited. He's calmed situations where escalation would be disastrous. North Korea, Syria, Saudi Arabia, and adopted a more clear-eyed approach to adversaries, China and Iran. who've talked over the U.S. for decades. Think about it. USA Today, with his toothless blunder, Trump has created needless conflict with China and Iran, insulted our allies, and generally made the U.S. into a laughing stop. China and Iran ain't laughing. Bolton is a reckless hawk eager to provoke war with somebody, and nobody's in charge. There is no need, after all, to destroy American power and prestige if the White House is willing to do all the damage by itself. So you don't need to get drunk, do you? Uh-huh. Here you go. This is, remember I said they're arming teachers? Well, it's Florida. School shootings. Florida arms its teachers. I think that's Florida teachers can carry guns at school. And it's been signed into law. 132 hours of training, among other things. And I think that'll probably work very well because you're going to have it tested at least once. And the first time the teachers pull out guns and blow the turkey away, that's going to hurt kids. The game changes. The Senate, disinterested Democrats. Just get Trump. Doesn't matter how. Doesn't matter what you do. I mean, and I got that. I could read the whole friggin' article, but I'm not going to. That'd be stupid. Y'all are perfectly aware of what's going on. listening to Alexa? You know that little assistant? Well, guess what? You got no privacy. Dozens of times when my Alexa recorded without a legitimate prompt. Apple and Google also keep recordings from their smart home devices. What privacy? You thought the kind of underwear you wore was private information, didn't you? Oh, sunscreen in your blood. Now, there's a problem. Searchers have tested their blood for levels of four of the product's active ingredients. Avobenzone, oxybenzone, octocrylene, and ecomesul. After the first day, levels of four chemicals exceeded the toxicology threshold. That means it's going to harm you. Think about that. Well, what do we do? Well, I would suggest that you check out organic alternatives. And there's quite a few of them, and they work very well. And they don't put the screws to you when you're not looking, like that stuff does. They sort of forget to mention what that does. Think about your chromosomes being tied in a knot and get your picture. Oh, boy. More jobs are going. What do you mean going? New robots at Amazon warehouses are capable of assembling 600 to 700 boxes an hour, and machines which cost $1 million each could be installed in 55 U.S. fulfillment centers. One robot would replace 12 employees. Ooh, but I had to have my 15 an hour. I had to have my paid days off. Guess what you're getting? You see it? You see the writing on the wall? And Trump's guilty of a war on health and safety, plan to throttle enforcement laws regulating polluters, banks, and corporations have been devastating success. And you wish you knew what you're talking about, Slate, because the problem is that there is a comeuppance, a true leveling of the battlefield. Coming. It's coming full force. It's coming at high velocity. Oh my goodness, we got the nations. But before we get to that, oh, and this is something that's being taken care of, by the way. Think you'll like it. Ah! Well, we got a letters to the editor in the nation to justify sounding a false alarm that doctors' opposition to will torpedo single-payer health care reform. Turns to a Cox Brothers funded analysis that claims all Medicare for all would either slash doctors' income and hospital funding or break the bank. Well, according to what's laid out in this letter, and this is the Physicians for National Health Program, the co-founder, Physicians for National Health Program, New York City, Physicians for National Health Program, Boston. Y'all got a problem, and I'll explain very simply what it is. The costs outweigh benefits like the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare. Problem. Same thing. Then we want to go after somebody here. I think you'll like this. They're going after Trump again. Duck and dodge. Oh, my God. Tax policy usually under discussed subject has become a heated issue in the race for 2020, with Democratic candidates offering proposals to address some longstanding unfairness in the tax code. Elizabeth Warren has a bold proposal to levy a new tax, and Bernie Sanders is calling to increase inheritance, a problem plaguing our existing tax structure. A lot of people already avoid paying what they owe. That problem is worse at the top of the income scale, yet the IRS too often expends its precious resources going after the poor. Now, I could read tons of shit on this, but I ain't going to. The question I got is, when are the big mucky muck corporations, you know, the ones that make billions a year, going to pay their an absolute minimum of, say, 10%? Coalition of the Killing, the B team, is pushing for war against Iran. Ain't gonna happen. Not without obvious evidence that that's what's happening to us. And it's more, get Trump. Couldn't believe it. This whole freaking magazine, get Trump, get Trump. Good Lord, I heard parrots talk better than that. Here we go. Eurovision's muddled DNA. Pop genetics don't belong in a musical event or its marketing. So, what? Good Lord, that's not newsworthy. But you put it out there. Try identity politics. Point to the empirical truth that all humans are extremely and recently interrelated. Oh, my goodness, does that make us inbred? Oh, my, I hope not. The incoherence of simultaneously asserting purity and diversity makes sense only through the powerful culture confusion that makes politics and that mistakes politics and geography for biology. Oh boy, if I learn to talk, I'll be all right. But they don't know which ends up. All BS. Every last stitch, every last little bitty bit of it. Then you got Eric Alderman, the Lord of Lies. Okay. You should know, Eric. Proof? No. Fact checker from Washington Post? The only facts they check is what fits their agenda and their political routine, just like out there in Silicon Valley. Same thing. And CNN is involved in this one, too. Here we go with his lunatic contention that this was a coup. This was an attempted overthrow of the United States government. That's from Trump. And the problem is it's factual. Here we go. We got a fact checker from Post. Oh, boy. Just wait until you find out the hard way. Truth in politics. The consistent and total substitution of lies for factual truth. Imagine that. Laying the groundwork for replacement of a democratic system with a totalitarian one. It's hard not to conclude that we are well on our way. Well, from a socialist position, absolutely. Eric, you need to go join up with your Antifa buddies. Oh, boy. Then I decided to get on letters. corrections and clarifications. They regret the error. It's about reading. Oh, boy, here we go. Republic of Readers writes that the Mexican government reportedly shot 26 university students in Tlatelolco. Tlatelolco massacre of 68. The figure, which is an official government tally, should have been framed as minimum. Death toll is believed to be higher. Here we go again. We regret the error. Due to editing error, the penultimate science of Kappa Pollitt's column, Harvard Strike of 50, May 2027, says that Harvard hasn't been reluctant to meet student demands about fossil fuel divestment. The university has been reluctant to meet student demands. We regret the error. No, you don't. And I'll tell you why, because you put this stuff out there and people take it on face value and don't think about what's right and what's not. Everything to lose, struggle to save the planet. And in the first sentence, it says it all. Climate change. Ring a ding ding. There's limitations to what I can stand, and I got a pretty thick hide, so that'll give you an idea. Now let's move on to Indians. We're still here. Native America after Wounded Knee. This is a book, all right? It's a book review. They say it's 28 bucks. David Truer. History of Native America, The Heartbeat of Wounded Knee. And I'm going to read you the whole thing. There's a whole bunch of Native American theme, but the main gist of it is res life. That's life on a reservation, in case you don't know. D. Brown's Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee, rendering an appropriately bloody, deromanticized account of American manifest destiny. That's where you get to go kill people or take them prisoner and use them as slaves. From 1860 to the massacre of Wounded Knee at 1890. Indigenous civilizations reached its metaphorical end in 1890 when the few surviving members of the hundreds of North American tribes were consigned to the poverty, the hopelessness, and the squalor of a modern Indian reservation. Ooh. From Purgatory, 1891 to 34, to Digital Indians, 1990 to 2018. We are, in a sense, the children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren of those hundreds who survived Wounded Knee and who did what was necessary to survive at first and then, bit by bit, to thrive. You're a lot better than you think. And you've got the American Indian Movement. They took over Wounded Knee for 71 days. Oh, caused all kind of fun and games. And there was exchanges of gunfire and all that. You name it. It was definitely a funky situation. After all this stuff, these are symbols. Now you got to understand this symbol for many Americans of the plight of modern Indians. It's unbelievably disillusional. But the depletion, the feeling of powerlessness that takes hold of even the most powerful Indian men. You think suicides are prevalent among white Americans? You think it's something that is totally, totally out of hand. We got a problem with the mob. Social justice warriors are just getting started, and they pick on the Indians a lot. Easy targets. Consensorious leftists have power, even if they don't have numbers. A blood heir, oh boy. Blood heir would not strike most readers as racist. Far-left thought enforcers launched a withering social media mob campaign to discredit blood heir, on the baseless grounds that it was ignorant, racist, and reactionary. In the short term, they succeeded. Now, this is the taking down of an author. And here's something that you're going to like. This is good news about the same sort of deal. And these are polls. I told you that these polls are qualified. That's different than just a poll. Call you on the phone. How you feel about such and such? You know, kill them all. Nuke them. Let God sort them out. You know, I can imagine the answers they get. Well, think about this very carefully. This is not something to sniff at. Here it be. Polls show 80% of people, virtually everyone but the hard left, think political correctness is a problem. Oh, boy, imagine that. Belief that political correctness has gone too far was the second most reliable predictor of whether a person voted for Trump. Ooh. Guess what? The power of call-out culture, accountability, censorship, ignorance of shifting expectations and assumptions, no excuse, nor is there posthumous amnesty. The wake scolds are coming. Oh, my goodness. What does that do? Conservative figures such as Jordan Peterson and Shapiro, even athletes such as Heisman Trophy winner Kyle Murray, was forced to apologize for homophobic tweets he sent when he was a 14-year-old child. Get real. The greater cost of the call-out culture is how it affects everyone. And these guys, these woke scolds grew up on college campus. Consider Google, which hired an employee named James Damore for his concerns that the company was becoming an ideological echo chamber, drew condemnation from the left. Note that he expressed views in an internal channel where the company solicited employee feedback. And feedback wasn't the kind of thing you express to a certain subset of liberal 20-somethings in the modern age. Similar reality, Atlantic had the same problem. Big backlash on Twitter. And the HuffPost, you know, these instances show that social media itself is not really the problem. Though Twitter can be an important accelerant of controversy, mobs form in response to remarks uttered in private as well. Campus culture, where it originated, student activists who normalized the leftist idea that words are themselves a form of violence and they can inflict pain just as the sticks and stones do. And then you got a declining support for unfettered free speech, free expression among the activist crowd is a natural consequence of that belief. What does it boil down to? And depriving the social media mobs of their power would help. Seems more likely we won't get rid of call-out culture for a long time to come. But making our compromises with ignorant and angry villagers wielding pitchforks is not the way to go. Hoo-hoo! Think about that. Where is it? There's one. Pelosi says it's a cover-up. And Barb Sarnell in the hallway and says, "Did you bring your handcuffs?" Oh, boy. Hey, the fun is just beginning to get going good. Will, this is Klein in Washington Examiner, will the American political system long endure if voters, victors, can't get much done. And you note that because the answer is absolutely not. Absolutely no. Where did it go? Oh, I had it a minute ago. Well, hop and do it. Oh, yeah. This is Military Month. Then a noun. Memorial Day. Who gets credit for it? General John A. Logan, a Union veteran, decreed May 30th a national holiday to remember the Civil War fallen in 1868. Memorial Day wasn't even its original name. States adopted Decoration Day, which for many years focused on the Civil War dead. In 2015, a Gallup poll showed Memorial Day and the day before it are among the happiest, least stressful days of the year for Americans. Now, for the creme de la creme, very simply, and this was stated by stated in the Christian gospel. I'm not going to say who, but I know of many people who gave their lives for their friends and others in Vietnam. I was there in 67 and 68. And I'm going to end on a Memorial Day classic. There is no greater love than this, to lay down his life for his friends. And I had a person who did that. So what have we got here? We have things that are coming up that are going to make a change that people, some people won't be able to handle. The problems to what's going on are fairly simple. Question is, what would you do if this revolution that you might think you could participate in at some level turned out to be a peaceful revolution? And I'm going to tell you, being in my position, you get talk about lonely, lonesome traveling. Ooh. The thing that is haunting people right now is a song from Farm Aid that Mellencamp did, and it's also classic. Here you go.
Blood on the plow. Crops you grew last summer weren't enough to
Foreclosures show up on farms. Now, there's a problem with that, a big one. How you going to eat if you ain't got no food? How you going to eat with the weather wars that are being used against us? By our own people, by the way. Yeah, you don't think it's some outside dude doing this stuff, do you? I hope everybody's enjoying the weekend. It's a long one. Don't go back to work till Tuesday, mostly. And here's what the deal is in terms of things. The ideology of having Memorial Day, starting out with remembering the Civil War dead, now they remember the other dead, those who died in vain on a battlefield for no really good reason. Yeah, that's right. You heard what I said. It gets down to what is really going on behind the scenes and everything. Well, there's over 160,000 indictments with arrest warrants attached to a majority. Think about that very carefully. The immediate arrests, that's what stipulates the difference in the arrest warrants. immediate arrests are for felonious treason. The super rushed ones are for capital treason. You're going to find a group of people that everybody knows their name getting put away. If our country is to survive, this has got to be, and sooner than later, preferably starting Tuesday. If not, I've warned the administration about this before. There's a lot of people that are all kind of bent out of shape and got real serious attitude problems about the government not doing its job. What is this job? Protect the people from the crooks, for one. Invasions. Well, like I said, you put a battle tank or two up, start dropping buildings. There's all kinds of things that can be done. You can't shoot at the migrants, no, but you can sink their boats. Let's see here now. Have you ever held a CS gas grenade in your hand? All you got to have is a pair of heat gloves. Ever had that shit blown right in your face? Think about it. You want to back somebody up, that'd do it. Drop a CS grenade in the bottom of one of those under-the-wire holes. Watch the people run the other way when that starts eating them up. Or let's use, maybe we should use Class A. you'll love this one, pepper gas. It's wonderful. Think about getting your eyes full of red pepper. Cayenne. Ooh, talk about funky. Not being able to see for a while. Well, that could cause blindness. So can too much table salt if you dump it in your eye. I mean, that stuff's not healthy. Oh, really? You're telling me that the medications that the FDA approves and puts out and allows to be put out with 50 different side effects that are potentially deadly is better? No. Sorry. Oh, and California's got a neat rub. They figured a way to play the game. Boy. Well, this substance has proved to be cancer-causing, and they refuse to allow it to be sold in their state. I don't mean you can't bring it in and use it yourself. You heard me. people are leaving New York, Chicago, L.A., and Frisco, and California in general, the West Coast in general, for the simple fact that the socialists have taken over. The inmates run the asylum, and that is about to come to a screeching comeuppance. Not just a halt, a comeuppance. Any and all of anybody who decides that they have the freedom of will to, and I want you to very definitely pay attention to this, violate any form of constitutional and or federal law, they're in deep doo-doo. Now, think about being dropped in an outhouse pit. How long can you tread? how long can you tread water? Water ain't the word, obviously, but begin to get the picture. Now, here's the other part. The stage has been set. Most everything's ready to go. That new prosecutor is going after the ones that are supposedly above the law, protected, etc. Think about that very carefully. It doesn't have anything, it has less to do with anything other than compliance. Well, I refuse to participate. Okay, that's fine. You don't have to eat either, do you? Well, maybe mom and dad will feed you until everybody's old aged. Who knows? I can tell you this, though. Mom and dad ain't going to be there to take care of you forever. Yeah, I hope you're beginning to listen. The young socialist Democrats, well, I want my free stuff. Well, what happens if there ain't any? I'm talking about there ain't any to give away. What do you do at that point? I mean, do you pump, punt, or what? How is it that you handle such a situation in a condition? Okay, very simple. I labeled you guys never done anything. Now, primarily what you did was you went through school, and it may have taken you a little time, but you got into another school. Well, that's all well and good. Figure out some kind of a way to find out exactly what it is that you are best at, have the most experience at, and like to do. That's what your major ought to be. Just exactly that. If you can't get past that one, then you got a more of a serious problem than you think. No, moms and dads are not allowed to buy their kids into school. What do you mean they didn't have the grade point average necessary to get into a community college? Think about that. Well, I'm wealthy. I'll get him in. Hi. How many zeros did I need to put behind this number? Oh, three will do. Think about it. That's what's been going on. By the way, that's a felony. Think about that. A whole bunch of parents going to jail. Oh, yeah, and the other part, none of the academia that the student has accrued is valid. Ooh, stripped. You got a degree, you don't keep it. Anyway, Trump set the stage. Barr's getting ready to run the show. And I would suggest you get out the popcorn and watch. I will suggest that even further that there are liable to be some form of arrests starting this week. Think about that very carefully. I will further suggest that many of the things that I predicted, six, 8 years ago are now coming to pass. Yeah, this is called foreknowledge. This is called knowing the future. This is called knowing something that is more than just a probability. Not written absolutely in stone, because all the little details and things of that nature might adjust, change, move around, or not even be there. It might be a different type of a thing. Revolution? Absolutely. What kind? I'll leave that up to the people that are supposed to be making these arrests for now. Now, bear in mind, I did some checking with some people, and altogether, there's about 30 million people who are armed in this country. They either are instructors, instructor level, and this is in varying fields, mostly combat tactics and things of that nature, and or have direct combat experience. Anybody out there who's having nightmares, get in touch. That can be fixed. Get in touch. You don't need to be offing yourself. And why do I say that? Because it won't change the past. What's past is past. What has happened already did. Okay, well, here's the other part of the intel. You're going to see, this coming week, you're going to see some troop movement. And that troop movement is critical. You're going to find that the military is directly involved in this. Which bad guys got the kahunas and the personnel armament and all that to take on our military face first? Ain't any. That's why the bad guys, the ones that are real mob people, they got the hell out of the mob in terms of illicit things and legitimized. You buy an office building, motel, a couple of going businesses. You allow them to continue to be run by the people that were running them before. You just get the profits. Very simple, the majority of the profits. You get several of those together, or say a big one, that expanded into something that is a household name today. You're set. And it's all legit. Pay your taxes and laugh at everybody all the way to the bank. It's not difficult to get these things under your belt, but everybody needs to be sure you got plenty of popcorn on hand, because this show is going to be something. Be sure that you're armed. Be sure that you have supplies for approximately 2-3 weeks. And supplies are like food, water, ammunition, some kind of a communication system that operates outside of telephones and whatnot. Yeah, that's right. They got about a half a dozen switches. They flip those switches, and your cell phone system goes down. A little bitty radio that can broadcast quite a distance, and you can get to the top of a hill pretty quick. There you go. Make sure you got extra fuel for your vehicles. This is 5 gallon cans. Fill them up. Stack them around in a place where they're relatively safe, out of the sun, all that, ready to go. Everybody needs to get their frame of mind right. Which would you rather have? Would you rather have a judge beating somebody over the head with a law book in court? Or would you rather be shooting at people and getting shot back at? Think about that very carefully, because the numbers are generally equal. Excepting that, most of the socialists, Democrats, never did anything. People don't have very many guns, if any at all. So it should be pretty much a cakewalk. And the reason I say that is because I have been in some of the nastiest battles going in Vietnam. Our efforts to liberate Khe Sanh, our battle for Hill 270, the Tet Offensive of 68 in Hue, the fact that after Tet, there was an extensive push from the north, and we were in I Corps, the one up by the DMZ, and man, there was just enemy people everywhere, lots of them. On average, we was outnumbered somewhere in the neighborhood of 5 to 20 to 1, somewhere in that neighborhood, varying a little bit. And then you got people that will tell you things that are not exactly correct in order to further their audience, grow themselves, be a more profitable patriot for profit. Those websites and places where you got to click on a thing. No, I don't do that. I take everything out of pocket. As long as the government pays me, I pay the bills, and ain't no big deal. Doesn't bother me a bit, and I don't think the government is going to quit sending Social Security and VA benefits and things of that nature. I'm not going to quit doing that. Haven't before. No sense in doing it now. The revolution is due to start within the next 10 days, give or take. Hopefully it'll be this week. At least that's what I keep hearing from a whole bunch of people. The difference between what has transpired and what is coming is that if you note, you can read President Trump's emotional condition at any given time by the manner in which he enunciates, the manner in which he dictates what he's saying. There's two basic, well, actually three kinds. One's where he's a jolly, happy person. One is where he is stern and exacting. And the third one is where he is pissed. And I've seen the last two, both, involved with this, let's regurgitate the Mueller investigation. Schiff, you have no idea what's about to happen to you. Anybody who causes or brings about a vote and or votes for holding somebody in contempt is guilty of insurgency, a treasonous crime, especially when it's already been proven that there is nothing. Ain't nothing there. Nobody home. Well, the lights are all on. Duh. We're trying to fool the real idiots, and you seem to have taken the bait. Okay, so where does this leave us? Now, it doesn't leave us either Republican or Democrat. What it does is it puts us in a unique position. And everybody out there, every swinging mother out there, every one of you who believes that there is something more than what things seem to be, maybe, just maybe, we can do something about it in a positive sense. Now, I offer two things. One is allowing and helping and facilitating The adjudications. Anybody's got evidence, send it in. Oh, where? Well, I tell you what, you tell them you got real evidence, you got hard stuff. Be amazed the good guys that'll step up. I'll tell you what, send it to the White Hats. They could be an information brokerage for a change. I've been doing it since 2010, so they can step up and fill things up a little bit. Send it to the White Hats. They're not difficult to get a hold of, and they're righteous people. So that's one option. The other one is, if I'm going to be wiped out, I choose to do so in the manner in which this song describes.
Yeah.
think. That song says it all, ladies and gentlemen. There is an effort that's suddenly being made on the QT. But I've been allowed to put it out there because there's a lot of people that listen to this show, and what you need to understand is one simple thing. I would love nothing better than to have a legalistic revolution. By that, I mean somebody going out there and arresting these things. I don't consider them human, most of them. But people who would use freedom as a weapon against me are about to come up against a wall. And that wall is going to be me and a whole bunch of people armed to the teeth and ready to wipe you out. That's to the bad guys. I will make notification on the Facebook page if and or when the fun hits where we become authorized. They've already started authorizing militias to help them on the border. That's Border Patrol. Then you have ICE. Then you have NSA. Then you have Federal Marshals, DOJ. All these people that are supposed to be enforcing the law kind of been slipping a bit. And I'm going to give you people fair notification. And this is to all of those agencies I just named and then some. Let's suck it up and get it done and start the process now. Now you got about 10 days at the most to show us, prove it. Or you're going to start seeing the citizens that you know you need as backup taking it upon themselves to do the job you're supposed to be doing. And yeah, that's in the Constitution. That's constitutional law. I ain't going to play games with you on that at all. At any rate, I'll give you a notification as to if or when that takes place. Until then, go out there and get her done, guys.